Republicans swipe back. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's shameful that this guy would use MLK Day to lie to the American people.
Congressman Jim Banks, who claims President Biden and Democrats overspent the past 2 years spiking inflation, not happy the president chose a Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast in Washington to say this about Republicans.
These guys are fiscally demented, I think. They don't quite get it.
The president touted that the Democrats have reduced the deficit.
The U.S. is set to hit the debt ceiling on Thursday. The Treasury says they are going to have to take extraordinary measures to avoid a default. And at some point, Republicans and Democrats are going to have to sit down and figure out a long-term solution. For now, it sounds like both sides are pretty far apart.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Also on MLK Day, gunfire ruins a family event and car show at a Fort Pierce, Florida park. 8 people were shot. One's in critical condition. 4 others were hurt as people scurried.
It was mass chaos, as you can imagine, when shots ring out with, there were 1,000-plus people here.
St. Lucie County Deputy Chief Brian Hester says there have been no arrests. At least 2 suspects being sought in California in a mass murder. 6 people found shot dead, including a mother and a baby.
We believe that this was a targeted family.
Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau thinks it might be gang-related. COVID keeps hitting China hard. Amid a massive recent surge in cases, we find out its population shrank last year for the first time in 60 years, with the lowest birth rate on record, and China's economic growth also slowed to the lowest in decades. Now what? That's a big question for Tom Brady, again, after he and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost on Monday Night Playoff Football, beaten 31-14 by Dallas. Brady's 45, unretired before the season, said after the game.
This has been a lot of focus on, this game, so, yeah. Let's just be one day at a time.
America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Listening to Fox. They're searching for one last body in Nepal as crews comb the wreckage of Sunday's plane crash. They have found the other 71 people who were on board and were killed. Investigators still don't know why the plane went down. Crews also keep looking through the rubble of an apartment complex in Dnipro, Ukraine, hit by a Russian missile over the weekend. Nearly 36 people are missing. 40 others have been found dead. Russia's war there will be a topic of discussion today at the White House.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte will sit down with President Biden and other top administration officials to reaffirm shared security and economic goals and discuss support for Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Netherlands has committed more than $2.5 billion in Ukrainian security assistance this year. Rutte and President Biden will also discuss critical technologies in strengthening democracy in a rules-based international order. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A New York City police officer is recovering in a hospital after being shot in the arm this morning. There's a new report that says most of the shootings across America are in the same places.
A Crime Prevention Research Center study published this week and provided to Fox News Digital says 73% of all murders in the U.S. took place in just 5% of counties nationwide, while 52% of all counties reported no murders at all. The murders are becoming increasingly concentrated in densely populated urban centers and have significantly spiked in these areas since 2020. Cook County in Illinois, home to Chicago, had the most amount of recorded murders of any location in 2020, followed by L.A. County, Houston's Harris County, Philadelphia County, and New York City's 5 boroughs, rounding out the top 5. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall after a long holiday weekend. Dow futures down more than 100 points. Last week, the Dow rose 2%. The Nasdaq gained more than 4%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.